What's good, everyone? The Divine Degenerates, and welcome to the show. I'm Matt, and I'm joined here by my good friends Jason.
Yo!
Eric.
What's up, guys?
And Nick on the soundboard.
What's up, fellas? How we living?
The Drew.
I feel like a goddamn bullfighter week in and week out.
I love that answer.
How was everybody's weekend?
Mine was good. I wasn't on call.
Fair enough.
That's a first.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Matt, did you go hiking again?
No.
Why? I just seen shit on Instagram fucking hiking.
No, man. Danielle's got her stack of pictures the past 5 years, and she'll just post it on there. But no, we cannot go hiking.
I thought social media was meant for what you're doing current. Like today, yeah. Like,
no, man, I thought so too. I don't make the rules for that account though. So what can I say?
I respect it. That's a 2019 outlook.
Woohoo. That's about all I got to say about that.
Nick was burning it down this weekend.
What is he? He doesn't remember much.
Are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, dude, you flashed a cop in front of the
Whoa,
street.
Whoa, hold on, Nick. I'm out, Nick.
So that's why the cop was following me this morning.
Yeah, dude, you're probably on a list, to be honest. Another one.
Yeah, that's fine.
When we started this podcast, we were on a list. Let's be real.
That's true.
Well, I finished up all our flowers.
Did you? Would you plant?
I'd do it. My wife did.
Man, you don't help.
No. I didn't know it was supposed to. I was putting a smoker together, so I figured that was cool.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you use it yet?
I have not used it yet. I need to find a little propane bottle for it.
I got like 10. I'd mail them to you, but that's another list offense.
The shipping for that would probably be a little expensive too.
Yeah, like I just don't even want to imagine that.
I'll go buy one to save ourselves the hassle.
Did anybody watch any of the NBA or NHL games this past weekend?
Dude, that game yesterday, fire. Blues.
Yeah,
man, well, I called that
I know
shit
you
too.
Were texting. I know you were texting about it. What all happened? I saw Tuukka Rask said fuck it and left again.
Yeah, hit the goalie said fuck it and left. Oh yeah, he did. Nah, man, it was just like good offense, big pressure from both the shorthanded goal. Like that was a classic Stanley Cup Finals game.
Is it two two?
Yep.
Didn't Chara lose his jaw?
He broke his jaw?
Yes.
Oh, yep. Is he playing
the
still?
The fucked shot. Nope, he's out for the rest.
Is he?
Fucked the shot to the jaw. Yep, that sucks.
Man, it's a Stanley Cup. I'm that old. I might never get back there. I'm playing. Fuck that.
What is he, 39,
38? Bro, he's
42.
Like 40.
He's
42.
Yeah,
42.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I am playing. You could not pull me off that ice. Like, that game, yeah, but like...
Yeah, I feel like it was coaches, because he came back on the bench with, like, a full face
mask.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
But
yeah,
he's
on the bench.
Like shit.
Yeah, but he's never played with a mask. That would probably affect him.
Ah, bullshit. You're a pro.
Oh.
That's fair.
Where is game 5 at? Boston?
Boston, yep.
I see the Blues are plus 135. And wow, is the over and under? Oh, it's 5.5. I'd probably take
that's not that
over.
Bad.
I take the over big time.
Yeah, I mean, what, Nick, with the score was what, 4-2 last night? That's probably just hit the over if it's 5.5. So,
yeah, before that was 7-1 or something like that. 7-2.
And it's that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'll go with the
big
under.
Game.
Go
big
against
game,
the grain.
Go against the grain.
Oh,
yeah, I think it's going to be 1-0.
Dexter Eric coming in hot.
One.
Haven't all their games cleared 5 goals, though? Like, every game is cleared 5.
You're due for a game that's going to be defensive, though.
No, not this late. If you were due, that'd probably happen one of the first couple games. Now it's just like, fuck, put it on the net. Fucking
Pepper
clean
goalies.
Up the trash. Yeah.
Game 2 was 3-2, so that was the under.
Yeah.
And that was in overtime 3-2.
Did it actually hit the under, or are we just going off of this or under right now?
Yeah, that one's 5.5.
Is that the only one to go under?
Yeah, looks like it.
Yeah, over. Hammer it. What about these NBA playoffs?
Who saw Boogie being like the X factor for this series though?
Me, the motherfucker's rested. I didn't say it out loud, but it was obvious. Like, I mean, it wasn't like I don't follow basketball, but I have a brain.
I mean, that's true, but I mean, that whole team could easily score 50 points whenever they wanted to.
Exactly. It's like every night somebody's guaranteed to go off. I mean, I think that Golden State goes up 2-1 when it goes back home to like Golden State. And then I think it evens up in what would that be, game 4?
Yeah, hold up. Are they playing in the Bay tonight? I think they're back in California.
Yeah, they are. That's what I'm saying.
I think
Golden State mops them at home. And then I think game 4, it'll split it off. And then I still take Toronto in 6.
All right, Jason. Okay.
Toronto
Big shot
in
caller
6.
Right there.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I said it last episode? I'm going to stand by it. What do you think?
Yeah, they won game one. I don't know, man. I mean, that Warriors is real good. It's really hard to see Toronto winning three more games. Like, I'm struggling to see it.
LeBron did James, you watch the last game?
I watched the highlights.
Well, yeah, but I mean, why? They squeaked by. I feel like they both looked shit. And they almost, like, what I said about the hockey, where it's like, fuck it, just put it up. I'm 1,000% positive that's what last game, like, the last NBA game looked like. Like, they were just like, oh, fuck it, throw it up.
Right. Plus, I mean, you got the X Factor. Not even in Boogie, you got KD possibly coming back for game four. I mean, he's probably the best player in the league right now.
What
so,
I think is, if Golden State wins tonight, I think they try and do it without him, like, as long as possible. You know what I mean? If they feel threatened, KD comes back.
I don't know, man.
What would that mean for free agents? Like, he sat the whole entire playoffs. Would that mean the Warriors are willing to cut ties with him?
Why wouldn't you be?
I kind of like your theory there. And then they'd save up some cap room and maybe sign Boogie again.
Exactly. And Boogie will need that contract. And I feel like they'd probably pay a little bit more than any other team, because now he's been looked at by their doctors. They could diagnose him. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm another team, I don't trust Golden State's doctors. You know what I mean? Like, you could just, like, there could be, like, a, you don't want to pay him, so it's, like, your doc, like, the A-Rod situation where they kept him bench and, like, kept saying he was injured so they didn't have to pay him, right? Like, if I'm Golden State, I'd probably pay a little more because I know now you're in my system.
Yeah, that's an interesting theory.
Yeah, so Klay Thompson is also a free agent, and then on Toronto's side, gone. You got Kawhi. Yeah, Kawhi's a free agent, too, so it's interesting storylines right there.
Klay Thompson's actually in New York.
So my plug in Toronto said that somebody just offered Kawhi like a $5 million whatever Canadian dollar fucking bullshit condo. Like, all these restaurants are offering him free food for life if he resigns. I honestly think Kawhi stays put. One, because he doesn't give a shit about money, and it's like, two,
he's a weird dude. Yeah,
definitely a weird dude, I think. But the only issue is, if he doesn't like Toronto, say he says the media, L.A. ain't going to be, you know what I mean? Like, he ain't going to L.A. then.
Yeah, L.A. would be too much of a spotlight. I don't see LeBron making another team either. There's too much shit going on in L.A. right now that no one's going to want to go there. It's turning into a toxic situation.
Do you honestly think they care about front office situations? It's playing in L.A. Do you think they care? Now, if it was like Charlotte or like Detroit, yeah, I'm not going to that nonsense. It's L.A.
Yeah, but I mean,
well, funny you say that, guys. I was going to say the number one favorite now. So, and Kawhi is the LA Clippers show favored. Yep.
Yeah.
-200 to land Kawhi.
I'm with Jason. I think he stays in Toronto. Toronto has a cap space. They add another piece to that.
They can offer him the most money, but like I said, money isn't. Yeah, so what I think is cut, like, they're good. They made it there. The East is going to, like, the East is about to get easier, because I just heard that Kyrie already said that the Brooklyn Nets, he was like, clear house, I'm coming. And it's like,
yeah, I'm looking at Kyrie's odds right now.
NBA is, how often do you, we heard LeBron the Lakers 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, any information that gets out about the NBA is always right. Like, KD to Golden State was always a thing. And then 5 months go by and it's Golden State and everyone's like, that Pikachu meme. Fucking surprise. It's like,
yep, surprise,
shout
Pikachu.
Out to that meme.
Yep.
I love that meme. I send it all the time. Dude. That's my response for most things. But like, yeah, like, so, all right, Boston just got soft and Brooklyn just got a little bit better, but none of them bang with.
Why would Kyrie go to Brooklyn? They have D'Angelo Russell.
No, he's a free agent too.
Yeah, he's going to resign with them. Almost.
He's going to resign. Nobody else is going to pay him money.
No, there's like five teams in. I saw the odds today on Twitter. Hold on, I'll pull it up.
The Mavericks in there, the Suns, the Bulls, and the Clip show.
Mavericks went. I think the Magic were like, them and the Timberwolves were the favorite.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, hold on. Ooh. Yeah. If you type in D'Angelo Russell, the first, like, the second search outside of his name is Timberwolves Twitter. So shit's popping for that.
Matt, why did you say it'd be interesting for the T-Wolves?
Right, you got KAT up there. You got Derrick Rose's corpse up there. Like, that's an exciting team to watch. Oh, you're not about it.
Don't they have Andrew Wiggins, too?
Wrong answer. Yeah, wrong answer. Well...
Why the hell would you go to? Why would you go there? Why is the T-Wolves like an exciting place? I mean, let's be real. They have Andrew Wiggins, who turned out to be a bust. He hasn't done shit since he got drafted.
Timeout.
What?
Yo,
go ahead.
What's your issue with Minnesota, bro?
It's a trash team
right now.
It's a trash. That's a trash. Honest,
bro. So you have
10 feet.
Hold up. You have a center that averages 25 and 10.
Okay. What center besides AD is there out there?
Anthony Towns. He's literally in Minnesota right now.
He is in Minnesota, but why would you want to go play with that? That's not what's winning in the NBA. We just talked about this. It's a shooter's game. Towns is going to get you 20 rebounds for what?
25 points.
In the paint? I actually like that. Yeah, I like that.
In the
paint?
Yeah, and then Steph Curry's going to go down and shoot a three, and they're up 1 point.
Bro, how do you win
games in
basketball?
I don't disagree with it. They said on ESPN, they said that's the same actually with that. But the thing about it is, he's going to get, like, I feel like KT is going to get more rebounds and points in the paint than he'll get more chances because there's nobody that could cover him in the paint. Nobody will body him.
They said the same thing about Anthony Davis. What has he done?
Yeah, but that's because Anthony Davis didn't develop a shot.
Bro, what the hell?
KT has got a shot.
He's got a shot, but we're still talking. Look at Denver. They have a center that can shoot a three and pass and be a playmate. Karl-Anthony Towns can dunk and rebound. That's it.
He just developed a shot.
How many threes do you think? Yeah. Bro, how many threes do you think Karl-Anthony Towns?
I'm going to say like two and a half. Two.
Game.
6 points.
Points in the paint, rebounds. Yep.
6 points. He's going to get 6 points. Fucking Steph Curry could do that in six shots and win the game.
So you're saying you wouldn't want to go to
I'm saying you need a 3-point team. That's how you play in the NBA now. That is the NBA. You go down and shoot a three.
Wait a minute.
James Harden is making a living out of it.
I get it. But, like, isn't that why you signed D'Angelo Russell?
He can't shoot a three.
He can't? I don't know shit about him except
he can't shoot a three.
I
want to say he was
Where'd he go to school? Kansas or Kentucky? Duke.
I think he went to Kentucky.
Fuck him.
He went to Ohio State. The Ohio State University.
I don't like him anyways. Fuck him.
Yeah. Yo, Eric, that's a hot take, bro. I mean, that team has some pieces. I get what you're saying. I'm all about the three-pointer, but that's a solid team.
That's what the NBA is, though.
I agree with that. Matt, I'm with you.
Yeah, that's a good situation to be in. And they're all young, too. Bro, you're all about that young talent.
I am all about that young talent, but smart young talent. That's not the way the NBA is going, unfortunately. I mean, everybody's looking for a three-point shooter. Look at Porzingis down in Dallas. He shoots a three.
Bro, he's never playing again. That dude's never playing again.
You don't think so? He got hurt pretty bad.
He got hurt pretty bad, and he's had some legal issues pop up the past couple months. So
really?
Him and Luka, that could have been
that's
a new
another
team
one. Luka shoots a three, and he can drive, and he can pass. I mean, that's what the NBA
dude, I'm all
is.
About Luka. I love
yeah.
Luka.
But then you sit there and say you're all about Karl-Anthony Towns, who can rebound and dunk.
Boy, man, if he was shooting and getting 8 points a game and he rebounded three rebounds a game, then yeah, I'm with you. But dude, that's a lot of value right there.
And there's
rebounds,
nobody
that
can match
points.
Up with. So he's getting Anthony that rebound. Davis. Okay, so one, wait, guy.
But, I mean,
one guy.
Yeah, but I mean,
who isn't even in that conf? Or is Minnesota in the West? No, Minnesota's in the East, right?
No, they're this, bro.
Are they? I don't fucking know how they are. I was surprised to see Milwaukee in the East. I thought Milwaukee was in the West. Different time zone. They should be in the
weird.
Fucking
weird.
Conf.
I'm with you.
That's the one thing that's holding Giannis back right now. His 3-point shooting sucks. He can do everything else but that. If he developed a 3-point shot, I mean, it's LeBron James 2.0.
Whoa, bro. Jesus.
Bro,
how
give me
are
Towns
your
over Giannis any day
right
of the week.
Now,
name a better player that can do everything that he does.
LeBron.
Besides LeBron. Kawhi. But he's not getting 15 rebounds. Giannis
can do
that. He also
just beats ass in the conference finals. So.
That is true.
Yeah, he didn't have to. He didn't have to get the rebounds and then shoot a three.
That's true. Well, Karl-Anthony Towns is playing golf right now because his team didn't even make the playoffs.
I wonder
if that's the logic we're going with.
Yo, Eric, mark my words. Next year, Karl-Anthony Towns will outvote Giannis in MVP voting.
I'll believe
Book it right here.
I'll believe it when
Perfect.
I see it.
No way. Right. I don't believe that
reminder.
Either.
No.
I don't agree with that either.
Bruh, you're off the rails.
I don't agree with that either, just because the hype will follow Giannis because they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals and they were so close. The media dictates that shit. Like
James Harden's still in that conversation.
Yeah, and that's just because he has a nice beard.
Nice beard, and he gets fouled when he
gets fouled when he walks.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. So anyway, the finals going on. Jason likes the Raptors. Eric, who are you taking, bro?
I like the Raptors, but there's got to be the stars have to align for them to win. But I'm taking the Raptors.
If it goes seven, I'm taking gold. Yeah. Okay, so let me rephrase that. Before I said that I would take Golden State in game seven, I didn't know that Toronto was home. I just assumed that Golden State had home court. So I switched my entire season. I take Toronto in game six or in six games or in seven. I don't give a shit. Take a Toronto. I don't like the three-peat. I hate defending champs unless it's basketball, but the three-peat's another beast. I'm cool on it.
I got the Warriors when KD comes back. Nick, who you got?
Warriors all the way.
Hey, let's go.
So what are you guys liking in the baseball season so far?
Kutch just snapped his ACL.
I saw that this morning.
Yeah, bruh, I feel bad. He was killing it. And then
he's in solid.
Yeah, like, you surround him with a lineup. Incredible what he could do when he's the weakest link and you actually force throw him a strike. Still got it. He led the team in walks and runs. That's a big hurt. Now I'm interested to see who they go get.
Who's available?
Yeah, they're kind of a prospect. Yeah.
In this day and age, everybody's available. It does not matter. Like, there's teams that already write it in now. You know what I mean? Like, and if the Phillies are so here's that whole thing I know I said in like a few unreleased episodes. You sign a guy like Bryce Harper for 10 years. That's 10 years of a position in your minor leagues that just becomes available, right? Because betting. I mean, you don't give the farm for the outfield, like the entire outfield away. Like, you stash like one or two guys that can, but you immediately have 6 years of freedom, or 5 years, or 4 years. You know what I mean? So you're more willing to move those pieces. Like, say they went out and signed Dallas Keuchel to a 3-year deal. All right. That's five pitchers. You got him, Arrieta, and Nola. So you're kind of solid there. You're more willing to move a high value prospect because it just brings you that freedom. That's why signing a high value free agent, a megastar like Bryce Harper, is so important because it gives you about 5 to 6 years wiggle room depending on how well of an organization you are.
Pirates, you listening? Take notes.
Bruh, look at the Padres. The Padres have like a top five or top four minor league system. They might even be number one. Yeah, they might even be number one. They signed Machado. So, all right, that's third. And you can count him as a shortstop and third base. That frees up any potential prospect there. You have Eric Hosmer, who you were expecting to be the guy for what he signed for 8 years. So that's another
8 years. Yep.
And then say Machado gets too fucking fat. Give him the Miggy route. He can go man first base his last 4 years.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So that just freed up your infield. So if the Padres really wanted to go out and do some shit, their entire infield farms is up for grab if they wanted to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's
that's a good point.
The nature of it. So anybody's available. The right tag, any go get.
I honestly forgot that Hosmer signed there.
Yeah, well, I mean, their average team age last year was like 24.
Yeah.
Like, you aren't going to know that. You know what I mean? Like, outside of a couple people, I remember last year or 2 years ago, they ran out a team their opening day roster was guys that have never played a single inning in pro baseball or like in the MLB level. Or it was like they played less than like 30 innings or something combined.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, it was something like they played like 30, like it was something ridiculous, but like literally they had guys that just called up from singles. So like the Padres.
To put a team on the field.
Yeah. That was literally what it was, and to give them experience.
What about Nick? Do you have anything that you've noticed so far you're getting excited about?
I haven't watched a single second of baseball this year, at least MLB.
Nice.
Lately, it's been more college with the World Series going on and stuff like that.
Oklahoma, UCLA.
Yeah, it's a softball tonight.
Yeah, I think UCLA takes them. I didn't look at any odds yet. I'd probably take Oklahoma because I think it's best of three, right, Nick?
Yeah, that's how it is in baseball. I think it's the same in softball.
I just want to say that the Minnesota Twins are 40-18 right now, and they literally have everyone's bench from fantasy baseball in 2015 as their starting line.
Marwin Gonzalez, Max Kepler.
CJ Cron, Jonathan Shoup, Rosario. That's crazy.
There are currently no lines, CLA.
But the game's, I think it starts at 8:30, so they might have been taken down.
Yeah, but I feel like, why can't you get half-inning splits? I wanted to touch on a couple. Dallas Keuchel is heating up to the Braves and Yankees, and I know on an unreleased episode I said it would come down to those two. It was just a matter of fucking time. And, I really hope he goes to the Braves because I do not want to see that man babyface with the Yankees.
I'm all about it. Can we bet on this?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm sure you can. You can bet on everything.
Yeah, I didn't see any.
So if you're Quagle, would you keep your beard and go to the Braves? Like, if you came down to that, keeping the beard.
Only if you pronounce his name right.
Yeah, that's true. Keuchel. My bad.
If I'm him, it depends. What's the year? Role play. You're one of the teams. Offer a contract.
Dallas, we love you, bro. We'll give you 5 years, $120 million, but the beard's got to go. Get to play in Yankee Stadium, bro.
A lefty in Yankee Stadium?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Short porch and right. Oh, Eric, I mean, what are the Braves?
Bro, I have no clue. 150, so that'd be 24 a year. I think you're probably right with the length and the pay.
Absolutely. I think he's shorter than I think he gets four, maybe.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm just throwing out numbers based on what I've seen over the past year.
I could definitely see the Yankees paying him that, though, because they just have overabundance of money.
Yeah, and CeCe's done. So it's CeCe's on his farewell tour. So that's fucking 30 mil. I don't know what his actual numbers are. It might only be like 20.
Still, that's in a pretty up some space. Not that they need it.
If I'm him, I go to the Braves. I mean, that's the thing. Both teams are young. It's personal preference at that point. And if I'm him, I'm not shaving my beard.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Like,
that's what I'm saying, dude.
It's my only like.
How old is Keuchel?
31, maybe.
31 sounds right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love him. I like
him. Dude, he could add some veteran presence in a pitching rotation.
For the Braves? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Braves are the youngest team. I just listened to a Dansby Swanson thing, and he was like, we just talk shit and fuck around. He was like, you don't want to fuck up because we will just drill you. And he was like, it's nothing's malicious. He said, it's just that brotherly vibe.
Yeah.
So what does that brotherly vibe need? A big brother. Donaldson has filled that role, and it will not hurt a young pitching staff to have that same thing.
Agreed. 100%.
I think my favorite thing is I just tried to search Dallas Keuchel, and the first suggestion is Dallas Keuchel Pirates.
Yeah, I saw that too, Nick.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing. As soon as he didn't sign and opening day happened, the Pirates trended. They were the odds were as high as plus 450 to go to the Pirates. So I'm pretty sure a deal was there, and then it was like the years or the money wasn't there. I feel like the years were there, but it was like the money.
What'd they offer him, like a pack of peanuts and a couple bucks for 5 years?
And probably the fact that the city of Pittsburgh will love your beard. That would have made me a Pirate.
That's a good point.
Wouldn't have made me a fan, but either way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah. Farewell. I'm a fan for him. That's.
Well, I feel like before we get too carried away, we should probably let Eric carried away.
I am the smartest man alive!
Props to Nick. That might be the greatest intro for this ever. For anything.
Hey, I'm riding shotgun. Whatever you throw at the table today.
Well, Jason, I think you're really going to like this one. So we've been talking about how people listen. So recently we've got GPSs in our vans, and it got me thinking of tracking and the way Facebook tracks what you search for and ads and stuff like that. So I wanted to touch on how the NSA listens on conversations.
Yeah.
And it's interesting too, because every time me and my wife will be talking about something, my Facebook will have ads from that we were talking about. And it got me thinking too, that is the government listening to everything we're talking to, like on this podcast, when me and Matt are playing Call of Duty on online on PlayStation? Like, I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, are you thinking that, you know, this is definitely true? And is it right or is it wrong?
I am 1,000% off the fucking rails with you. And actually, we aren't even off the fucking rails. We're on the fucking rails. Yeah, it's definitely a fact. Yeah. But I also am one of those people that you mention something, I feel like you're like very cognitive about it. So now you see it everywhere, or you hear it everywhere. You know what I mean?
It's a combination.
So I also, I think they kind of go hand in hand. But like, there's definitely like some shit that I know I do not look up on my phone or look up on anything. It could be a commercial I see on TV, and then the same shit ends up on like my phone. And I'm very conscious of like wiping shit, clearing out stuff, and like not like being logged into certain shit so it has no idea, and that shit still pops up. So I'm with you.
So I want to go a little step further. With you talking and listening and searching and everything, do you think that they save all of your search engines no matter what you do to delete them? You know, do they keep them, and there's like an archive of what Jason has looked at, what Nick has looked at, Matt, so on, so and so forth?
Yeah,
do you
absolutely
think that they keep that history?
I would 100% say so.
Absolutely. So my last 5 Google searches, I'm not going to say 2 of them because they go with something for the podcast that I'm saving. So I'm not going to say that. 1 is today's weather. The 2nd is Elon Musk. The 3rd is Fast and Furious 5 soundtrack. None of which like have. There's no way to tie any of those 3 things together.
No, 100%. By the way, that is a good soundtrack.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was like jamming.
Oh yeah. Great soundtrack. Do you think that the NSA purposely hides things? So if you start like searching for like, is the NSA tracking me? Do you think that they might actually filter through your websites and hide things from you?
Bro, I just got to touch on one more thing from the last point. So how come every time, like, after you talk, I get ads for Backroom Casting Couch?
You're funny.
Gotcha, bitch!
You know, you say that you know, you go down the rabbit hole. We've all been there. You go on YouTube, you start watching videos, blah, blah, blah. Do you think that the NSA or whoever's listening to your conversation or watching your internet searches, do you think that they purposely hide things from you that you're trying to find?
No, I think they put what they want you to see at the top, right? Like Google goes by, like where I worked for a small business as a part-time job. You could pay to have your stuff at the top of Google.
100%. My company does the same thing.
Yeah, like if you Google fucking, for example, axe throwing, I'll give a free ad because like if you Google it, the one that I used to work for would be at the top. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, and then we would go on there and click it all the time. On Facebook, if you just search it, like, we would have to do some of those things because it was a small business and we didn't want to pay for, like, promotion or whatever the reason may be. But, like, I would always just do it just to help. And it's like, I think so I couldn't imagine what a big business willing, you know what I mean? With, like, how disposable it is for them.
The marketing disposable income.
Exactly. Like, that's nothing compared to, like, what they, like, the kickback on stuff, you know? And, like, I hate, like, when I'm going shopping, I'm like, all right, I'd rather go to, like, a small business or, like, a family-run, like, hardware store.
Yeah.
But then there's none of them.
100%. I mean, all the big box stores is taking them out.
Yeah.
And Amazon, too.
Yeah. And it's like, so I can't even say that it's NSA as much as, like, big business or, like, whatever you're looking, you know?
No, I get it.
Yeah, I don't think they're hiding it. It's just on page 24 of Google, which no one's ever made past page 3.
I don't even think I've ever gone to page 2, to be completely honest with you. Like, I am 1,000% positive I've never even scrolled down when I go to Google. Never scrolled down.
If I have to scroll down clear to the bottom of Google, I have to revamp my search. So,
yeah,
I'm changing some words.
That's a good point. That means
it's working. I look at the first three, and then I get rid of, like, I fix my
search. Yeah,
that's a good point.
That's a very good point, Eric.
I mean, I'm not even clicking on page 2, unless I really want to, like, film Froggy that day or whatever, you know?
Yeah. It got to be a heated argument for me to, like, dig.
Yeah.
And even then, I'd probably just say, fuck it, you win. I could be just going to say, fuck it, you win.
Right. To avoid the banter.
Do you think that the NSA hires?
Oh, there? Definitely. 100%. I used to work with somebody that worked for the NSA, and they said that they do it all the time. That's how they supposedly track terror. And she was completely okay with it. So, like,
did she give you an example?
Example as in, like, how they do it?
Yeah. And how did you work with somebody?
It's a small town.
So, Amber. I got questions about her as a person.
Yeah, go ahead. Shoot, man. I don't work with her anymore. She probably doesn't even know I exist anymore.
Okay, so she used to work for the NSA, and then ended up working for her?
She was a military brat, and then she went over to Europe and worked for the NSA. And basically what they were doing is they were wiretapping people over there that they were trying to get info from.
Well,
and then she said that even in America that they do that. That they, if somebody comes up, so like say somebody's trying to get for the fly on an airplane and they get the no fly zone, like the no fly alert or whatever, they're now, the NSA supposedly has power to then track them to make sure that they're not like making homemade bombs in their basement.
Oh, it's like a warrant. Ooh.
Right, sorta.
Or it's like
it's a paperless.
I guess it'd be like probable cause.
Yeah, there you go.
Probably the, but like, no offense, Eric, but if she was doing all that shit, how the fuck did you end up working? Is what I want to know. Don't tell me where you worked. I don't want to know that. But like, I'm just trying to figure out how that person comes.
I am still trying to figure it out to this day. Why?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if I could trust that person.
Well, I mean, she ended up having kids, so I guess the kids played a big part in it. And I mean, you're all the time working, so.
I get it. I have kids. I probably want to feel like that pension's pretty good. If I'm gonna be an adult, I'm not fucking that job up. You know what I mean?
About the Benjamin.
So yeah, I don't know. I ask the same question every day as to why this person was working in this job in this field, and they had a perfectly good government job that would have taken care of them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, so that's reason for me to not. NSA, if you're listening, I'm on your side.
Don't kill me.
Oh, they're listening.
As soon as we said NSA, please. They were listening. Come on.
Yeah, like I'm paranoid about that shit. I watch a lot, like the whole like I said in previous episodes, I watched like 4 shows that were all about like higher power government, and they just track you and then they set you up for some shit. I'm good. The government can do whatever the fuck they want. USA is the greatest fucking country there is. I am a patriot, except fuck Tom Brady, except when he wins me money. They can do whatever the fuck they want to do. I'm just chilling, want my basic life. That's a whole can, Eric.
I got you. I understand. And some people think that way, too, that, you know, why? I don't care. I don't do anything. You know, my life is, I don't want to say pointless, but my life is pointless to say.
I'm big on that. In the grand scheme of things, blip on the radar.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, they're using it to help America as well by catching terrorists or whatever it might be, you know?
Yeah.
So they're keeping us safe, but doing it in the wrong way, in my opinion.
I mean,
not that it really matters. It's not like my search is going to change the world.
Yeah, and there's like nothing that I could possibly look up that we could look up that would like, what are they going to do? Hide fucking Dallas Keuchel stats from us? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right, 100%.
A pitcher 100%. In Major League Baseball is not worth 100. Like, they're going to hide that stuff from me. I cannot learn about sabermetric government. That's my argument. I can't look up a recipe cage of chicken the government's hiding. I
mean, sounds fire, by the way.
They don't want me to eat healthier. Oh my god, Lindsay Mater, there was bro. I'll get the rest. Phenomenal. But like, yeah, they're gonna stop like everyday life shit. Like, I'm gonna look up interest rates for houses. Actually, they might hide this. So never mind.
Of course,
something like Nick. What do you think?
I mean, I can see it, but it doesn't really matter to any of us. Like, it's not where we're looking up like some crazy shit or anything like that.
I mean, yeah. I'm looking up how to get a gun in Maryland, so that might get me on a list.
Oh, no, I'm with Nick. It's like, I don't think it's the right thing to do, but honestly, like, it's not going to affect my life in any kind of drastic way, so
yeah, am I really that inclined to pay taxes on that dollar bet?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, in the grand scheme of things, probably not a big deal. Yeah.
That's why I'm kind of just like, that, whatever. Let it ride.
Ride or die.
Yeah, just let it ride. I'm good with whatever. And plus, the world's ending in 12 years, so whatever.
Not soon enough.
Oh my god.
How's it ending, Jason? Please enlighten us.
Oh, I don't know. Smart people are way above my intelligence or fucking saying that the world's going to end. I've seen 2050. I've seen 2030. I found one site that said it was like 2029, which is 10 years away. So, I mean,
they also told us the world was going to end when the Mayan calendar ran out.
Yeah, that one was easy, though. This one, I think, is like asteroids and shit. So unless they figure out how the Avengers can be real. I think we're kind of fucked. Like, science is this. The other one was just like, they probably just ran out of concrete back in the day. Like,
truth.
Fucking broke their fucking one, like, twig that they were writing shit. Like, they decided they didn't want to write it in Mayan blood anymore. Like, I don't know. Like, they ran out of ink.
You might be onto something there. I kind of like that. What did they run out of? Concrete or ink?
Or just the person that made it died, and then they found it 3 months later, and they were like, I don't fucking know what day it is, because this guy said it every day.
There's truth in that, too.
Yeah, like, wasn't there. I don't really care.
Fuck it. Yeah. We're all going to die anyway.
The goalie said fucking left.
That applause was for the goalie part, right?
Oh, sure.
Nice, Nick. Sure, yeah. That was just some great timing on my part.
Good job, that was a good response. Eric, before we move on, do you have any other subjects you want
to
touch on?
That's kind of all I wanted to talk about here.
All right.
I did have a correction for my off the rails segment a couple weeks ago.
About time.
I think. Can't remember.
Long overdue.
Thanks, guys. Remember, you guys said I could do this segment, so fuck you too.
Hey, I'm with you.
Yeah, that's true. I'm with you. So the conspiracy theory about the Chernobyl being a setup, I might have not done enough research on that, because I found another one that happened in 50. There was a reactor that blew up in Mayak, Russia. And essentially, that is the one they did their radiation testing on. The reactor blew up, and they wouldn't let these people leave ever. And you're probably never going to hear about it because it was a very minor, sort of minor incident.
Okay, so here, I got two things that are going to, one will agree with you and the other will pick you apart. Yeah. If we'll never hear about it, how the fuck did you find it?
Deep searching on that one.
All right.
I actually found another one that happened in the United States where a soldier got impaled by a fuel rod.
Question for you. I just want to hear your response.
Okay.
If you're saying we'll never hear about it from Russia, and then you're just saying that there's one that happened in the USA, like here in the States, why the fuck didn't the NSA block that?
That's a damn good question. Maybe because they heard the podcast and I gave wrong information out.
That's true. We're just fucking idiots.
Yeah. We are degenerates.
Yeah, they probably just took one look at the name. All right, so go ahead.
So
I just wanted to clear that up.
Hey, I understand. So yes, as I was reading more about this, the government basically said no one can leave. You're stuck there. You're living there the rest of your life, no matter what. And they're all basically dying off now by cancer and, you know, old age, obviously, too. 57 was a long time ago. So, unfortunately, I don't think that Chernobyl happened because the Russian government wanted it to happen.
Do you think that they saw what happened in Chernobyl? They missed their opportunity to study it and, like, actually prepare for it. And that's why they let the second one happen? Because they were like, all right, more of a controlled experiment.
So, all right. So Chernobyl happened by a lot of things. One, it was the government because they were cheap. And two, it was lack of experience with it. The same thing happened in 57. They were using old RMBK reactors, which are outdated. They're junk.
It's 1957. Of course, everything's fucking outdated.
They are. So you take that. From what you know about that, 1957, they're using the same reactor. Let's fast forward to 1986, and they're still using these. I mean, but a lot of it was, watch the show.
Yeah,
it will open your eyes to what really happened with that and how the Soviet Union,
earlier you said that this was the fifth episode. So this isn't like a drama where some of these things are like fabricated to create interest. Because I saw this overthrew Game of Thrones. Well, why isn't it longer than five episodes then? Is there a second season? Or do you think
the creator wanted to just tell the story of what happened, the truth to what happened.
Okay, just because the creator did that, you don't think HBO is going to see these ratings and be like, give me a second season of some fake shit?
I'm 100% with you. I mean, it surpassed almost everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it averaged a 9.6 out of...
Okay, now, do we think that's only happening because everybody knew it was only going to be five episodes?
It could be.
And everyone was like, all right, I could sacrifice that. It's not a 10-year commitment like the other bullshit that they put out.
Like Game of Thrones, where it's X amount of seasons drawn out. You know,
yeah,
this
and you
is...
never really know until episode like 3 or 4 of the current season if there's going to be another one because those are the ratings they base everything on. Every network is like that. So
I will say that there is one made-up character that's portraying a group of people. And there's a couple things that the creator did that happened, but he kind of scaled it down.
Just to get it in a show and
exactly.
make it interesting.
Exactly. There's actually a podcast that goes with the show. They go over each episode with the creator. So he kind of sheds light on everything. So
I kind of like that. 2019's dope for that shit.
It is. So on Tuesday, when I'm driving around, I listen to the podcast for that show, and it would tell me, okay, this is real. We had to do this for Hollywood reasons, blah, blah, blah. But if you look at it, five episodes was the perfect length for this because it fit in the explosion, why it happened, the effects of what happened, and the conclusion. So that's probably why it got really good ratings. Because
there's no like killer sitting there.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody knew. Yeah. Did you know going into it that it was going to be five, or did you kind of just watch four and then they were like season finale and you were like,
I got to episode three and I was listening to the podcast and they're like, yeah, there's two more episodes left. I'm like, what?
So it was common knowledge. You probably weren't alone either, but like it was known that it was only going to be five episodes.
Yep. And he leaves some things out, and then at the end he kind of, you know, in memory of the people that were, you know, blah, 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 you know, at the end. And he goes through kind of like telling you this person died, but he did this, this, and this before he died. This person survived 5 more years after the incident, blah, blah, blah. So like the main characters, he kind of ties the ends, like ties the loose ends up. And so really great series. I suggest you all watch it. And if you do, pay attention to the whole thing, because it will answer a lot of questions to what happened and why the Soviet Union, the, you know, communism fell at that point in time, because people were just like, why the hell are we questioning these people now? They killed 30 some people, not to mention how many people are affected because of the aftermath of it. I mean, hell, 200 square kilometers in Russia, you can't live in.
Bro, this America, I don't know what the fuck a kilometer is.
I actually don't either, but that's how they label it.
Yeah, dude, so, I'm going to watch this shit. It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
It is really well done. Stuff. Episode 4 is very dark.
Perfect. Is that the one where they kill all the dogs, like we talked about last week?
Yeah. Pooch doesn't look too friendly.
Yeah.
As expected, though. I mean, I feel like you can't have them roaming around, and yeah, it made sense.
Did everybody see the Anthony Joshua fight?
No, I did not see it, but I heard some rumors that someone...
That guy!
Bro.
Someone's podcast had a wild bet that they wanted to make, but they didn't punch it in for some reason. So.
I did not. So, my stupid self thought the fight was next. And I knew going into this fight that he was going to lose, because Joshua has never fought in the United States. He has always fought over in England on his turf. And he also hasn't fought in a while. I think his last fight was like a year. No, it was less than a year. I think it was like, it's like 10 months ago. So he's coming in cold. He's playing on an away. He's playing away from home. And I mean, dude, let's face it. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. He came in with this I don't give a fuck attitude. I love the fact that he's this flabby fat guy and he knocks him the fuck out.
Bro, he's +1,000 too. On some sites, straight up to win.
Everybody was making fun of him for being fat, but I watched his workout videos and bruh, bet you beast. None of us could do half the shit he was doing. Nope. So like, he's just big. Like
he eats boy. Snickers before fights too.
Yeah,
well, that makes sense. Gets the sugar. That makes a ton of sense.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
My boy.
And that's like a superstition too, I'm sure. So
there's a couple quotes that I wanted to touch on with this as well.
Conor McGregor. I got the odds, so whenever you're done.
Okay.
Pepper me and I can give them to you.
So the one quote that I like, Conor McGregor came out and said, I know a Mexican chin, because he fought Nate Diaz. And them motherfuckers, they get pounded, they come right back up, and they will beat your ass. So Conor McGregor was giving him love. Devontae Wilder actually called out Joshua and said that he was a poser.
Yeah, because it was like the whole narrative that the media pushed that was Deontay.
Something like that. It's one of those. I don't know.
I
always go him as Wilder.
Yeah, Wilder was like, the narrative was always pushed that he was scared of Joshua. And it's like, who's scared of who?
Right, right. Another thing we have to take in consideration, Joshua was coming into that fight undefeated. I think he was like 21 or 22-0. So he was due for a loss.
All I know is, I don't know shit about boxing, but I will watch Wilder. I'll bet on whatever, but I will watch Wilder because he has a alligator wrapped Lamborghini. Big fan of
him. Yeah.
I saw it on Instagram like a while ago and big fan of that. So, and he's just like, you hear his punches. The other dudes, you don't hear shit.
Wilder's a heavy hitter.
Yeah.
So Joshua is going back to England and fighting Tyson Fury is what it sounds like later this year. So I'm sure he'll probably get another loss on that one.
Tyson and then Fury what? And then we get Wilder and Fury, or do we get
Wilder and this new kid, I think.
Does
he
Wilder
wants to
not hold the belt?
Yeah, he holds the heavyweight, so he wants to unify him.
I don't know what that means.
He wants to make him one belt, because he has like intercontinental. He has 4 belts. This dude won 4 belts over again and took them away from Joshua. And basically, he wants to unify the heavyweight with another belt that he has. So something like that. I didn't get the full details on
that. Well, does Wilder fight heavyweight or light heavyweight?
Yeah, he fights heavyweight.
Oh, because I saw he was like 209, but I don't know their weight classes.
I don't either. Dude, that other guy's got to be what? Pushing like 250? Raul's or whatever his name is?
I thought I saw like 230.
230? He's a big boy. So, Jason, what are the odds this weekend?
He's 270. Jesus, fuck!
Oh my god,
big boy.
He weighs a shade under 270.
Fuck. Damn.
Fuck, that's a lot of man.
Damn.
I know Wilder fights at 209, so that fight ain't happening.
Nope, not at all. Maybe, I don't know. Wilder would be crazy enough to do it.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I don't know shit about boxing, so I went back on YouTube and was just like watching Wilder knockouts, and it seems like he doesn't care too much about defense. Now, I could be wrong, but he just looks for that, like, couple, three shots with that right hand, and most of the time it doesn't even take two.
Well, like, his last fight lasted, what, 40-some seconds, if that?
Yeah, and he was, you could just see him, like, he just was, like, guarding with his left, his right was just hanging there.
Yep.
And he was just, like, waiting to pull up, and I was like, god damn. Well, then again, most of his fights went like that, and I hate to say it, but McGregor's the same way, so, like, if you saw what happened, it's the right person has to kind of, and it's like, I could be wrong, because I don't know shit, but I also feel like if I could spot that, how the fuck aren't these professionals spotting that? So I'm probably wrong. You know what I mean? Like, I'm probably wrong. But, like,
from so, so what are the odds this weekend? There's a couple title fights and then
you gotta Cowboy. Give me names, because I can give you Cowboy, because he's the only person who won.
What's his odds right now?
Pretty sure he's a dog. Yeah, he's a dog. Plus 117, and Tony Ferguson's minus 147.
Cerrone all day on that.
When was his last fight?
A couple months ago, because he fought. Yeah, it was May 4th.
So you fought a month ago?
Yeah, a month ago.
All right, I take Cerrone, because I know when he like spreads his fight like kind of consecutively like that, he is really good. So I am going to ride the plus 117. Plus, I feel like in fights, unless you're betting big money, go the dog. In anything, that's my gambling advice. Unless you're betting big money, go 100%. The dog.
I think that's a lock, though. I think Cerrone's going to beat the shit out of Tony Ferguson.
Ooh, I'm writing that one down, Eric. It's a lock. Yeah, perfect.
It's a lock.
Yeah, write that down.
Yeah, you guys are going to be shit later whenever he loses.
Who else do you want?
I will.
What's the women's...
I don't know.
The women's flyweight, Jessica Ai and Shevchenko.
Wow, these odds are big. Jessica Ai plus 700, and then...
Damn.
Is she Shevchenko. Russian, or is she, like... What is she?
She is a... What the hell is she? Kazakhstan, maybe? I don't know.
All right, one of them fucking places that is in America.
Yeah,
minus
right.
1400.
Kyrgyzstan.
Minus 1400.
Minus 1400. Damn.
Who's is that a chance? Is that for a belt?
That is for a belt. That's for the flyweight, women's flyweight.
It means nothing to me. I don't know, like, I don't, irrelevant.
Yeah. Shevchenko is going to win that. She's killing it so far.
Apparently, minus 1400.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And then, I don't understand this one. Is the main event Henry Cejudo?
Cejudo and Moras or something like that?
Yeah, I don't understand these odds. Minus 106 for Cejudo, whatever. And then Moras is minus 124. Shaggy, can you explain those odds to me? Because I don't get that.
So wait a second. Minus 124, is that one of the odds?
Yeah, and then minus 106.
Oh, it just means they're both, like, pretty close, so...
Okay,
yeah.
So that's about
it. Yeah, it just means they're, like, they're, like, neck and neck, pretty much.
I can see
but,
that.
But probably the minus 124 is, like, who most of the money is expected to go to. That is kind of weird, though.
So Marlon,
I haven't seen that a lot.
Marlon be a...
Yeah.
He's minus... I've never actually seen those.
Yeah, that's weird.
I probably did, just didn't pay attention, because I bet dogs.
Yeah. Cejudo is probably going to win that. The dude's fucking nuts. He actually beat up Dillashaw the last time.
Really?
Dillashaw's Jason's last fight. Boy.
No, I don't like Dillashaw.
He likes Cody Brammer.
Yeah, Cody No Love.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. Dude, he wants that belt so bad.
Didn't he just go 0-2 trying to fight for it?
Yeah. Because he fought like shit. I also got confirmation that Khabib will be back as well. Do we have any early odds on that
fight? When is it? Is that Labor Day weekend?
That is September 7th, I think so.
Labor Day weekend. Did they say where that was?
Right, hey, they do have odds. So Khabib is minus 350 opening up. And Poirier is plus 250.
Eric, do I know Poirier?
He's the, they're unifying the belt. He's the interim champion right now since Khabib got suspended. Yeah.
Who did Poirier fight?
His last fight.
It sounds familiar, but I cannot picture. Like, I know, like, I see him in my head, but, like, I just can't picture his last fight. Like, who it was against.
He fought Max Holloway, 236, for the belt. And that went to decision. That went all five rounds. Holy shit.
That sucks.
Yeah.
From a fan point. So wait. I've never actually had a fight that ended in a draw that I bet on. Do you just get, is that equivalent as a push? All my fights are sided. Like, I've never... does UFC even come in draws, or no?
I don't think so. I mean, they could. They do no decision.
Oh, yeah, so no decision. Yeah. But I was thinking, like, box. The one Wilder... Who was it? Wilder and Fury came a draw.
Yeah.
But I didn't bet on that.
Probably a good thing. Yeah. Dude, I can't wait for that. That's going to be a good fight. I'm definitely buying that one.
I'll be down, dude.
Yeah. You guys are invited.
Yeah, we could do that. Anybody else have any other betting odds while we're here that we like coming up? I went down a big wormhole of gamblingness today because I had some time.
Nice.
I mean, I have a lot of future bets around the Super Bowl, like which teams will appear, which team will win. But it's just like $1 bets to win like $15.
Yeah, that's nothing.
So, yeah, it's nothing.
Plus, on those bets, you could pick ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You aren't batting an eye, but here are my locks.
Ooh, right. Okay.
We'll touch back on baseball. I got five teams here that I like their odds, and I'd be willing to bet on at least two of them, but I got the odds. If you were to bet today on the World Series, the Dodgers are the favorite at plus 270, okay? The Astros, I think there was a couple teams at plus 290, and then the next one I like is the Yanks at plus 450, and then I included this because of Dallas Keuchel, plus 1400 for the Braves, and that's without Dallas Keuchel. You get Dallas Keuchel, I'm sure it'd probably drop a little bit.
Like plus 1000, something like that.
Yeah, I think it'd probably stay in the range of plus 1,000 plus 1250 around there. Yeah. Like, I definitely think an increase in another certified ace.
Do you get to keep the odds that you bet on, though?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do it today. Like, if you and like the Yanks, if they got Keuchel, I feel like I don't think they surpassed the Astros at plus 290, but I think they probably hover 300.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you were to bet right the fuck now, I like the Dodgers, just that stat I pulled out of my ass 2 weeks ago that the past four World Series champions, or past three or four, were all the first team to win 20 games has won the World Series. The Dodgers did it. All I need is one little fact to grab a hold of. I know I'm not alone.
Lock it in, folks.
Booking it in. I'll take the Dodgers, but
hammer it.
Preseason, I know I was high on the Astros, so that's another reason why I kind of like that plus 290. And then what do you guys think about who? Because, I mean, obviously, we're still kind of far away, but like, if you were to bet right now, who would you probably take?
I mean, I like the Astros just because their pitching is still rock solid. That's the thing. I need to see more from baseball before I can actually put something in. But I like your logic.
Like, All-Star game is probably like a...
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, like one injury away could take you out. The Phillies would cut.
Yeah.
Big hurt, you know? Right. But then they could also, like, upgrade their position.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Nick, how about you?
Yeah, like, it's tough. Like, for the World Series this early, there's just so much can happen. Right now, you have to like the Yankees, just for how good they've been playing, the Dodgers, like the Astros. You're just going to be repeating the same teams over
and over. Yeah, the same six teams. If you put 10, 20 bucks down, something light to pay out, plus 450 for the Yank. Come on. Like, you know, it'd be, what, 90 bucks?
Easy. Yeah, why the hell not? Right.
Yeah.
Eric, who do you like?
I'm going to go Astros. I'm riding that.
If you, I mean, obviously you could change because, I mean, you can get different odds at a later date. But this is gun to your head today. You got 20 bucks in your pocket and you want to bet the World Series. Like, there's other good options out there, like the Pirates at plus 100,000.
They're actually plus 4,000. Let's go.
Was it 4,000?
Yeah, it's 4,000.
All right, because the site I looked, they were plus 100. Win the World Series, not the pennant. Not the pennant.
Yeah, this is to win the World Series. Yep.
Really? Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm blind and plus 1,000. Maybe I just like fucked up a zero there. Actually, it'd be another 2 zeros.
Yeah, a couple all right. zeros.
Yeah, but like I just can't see the Braves being plus 1,400 and the Pirates 1,000. So that like, so maybe the site I saw was plus 10.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's too early right now. I mean, like you said, Cutch being hurt, but then they could upgrade. Yeah. The Astros, I mean, they could get hit with the injury bug, and their whole team's on the IR.
And we ain't even in the dog days yet, so. Yeah. And we haven't even really seen, like, I think Rule 5's coming up. So, like, that rookie impact, we don't know who's coming up.
Right.
You know, Rule 5 hasn't cleared yet, I don't think. Right, Nick?
Around this time that you start.
Yeah, it should be within the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
So, like, somebody could bring up a Walker Buehler, and they could go 8-1 with a sub 2 ERA, you know, and, like, be that final push. All right, let's switch gears to another. So look, here's why I'm so big into betting right now. I was super inspired by Jeopardy James, and I decided my job would be a professional gambler, and I pitched it to Linz, and she just sent me the throw up emoji. So I think that got nixed.
Danielle said, "If I make 100K, you're doing it." He's cool with it.
Shit, I feel like if I can make what I make now doing gambling, it's not a bad living.
No, definitely not, man. Don't worry about the tea. Yeah, you're good to go.
Yeah, bro. Well, actually, that's how you stay like that, because the casino, you know, the trolley rides right by that. So, like, I'd probably...
All right, that's a good point. Yeah. Takes you right there.
I'm going to quote one of our favorite movies. That's how you stay rich, partner.
Yeah.
Tyrese.
Yeah, Tyrese.
Bumming a dollar. I'll bum a ride on the trolley, ride to the casino, place a couple bets, watch some games, smoke a cigar, drink beer, you know.
Maybe do a couple slots and go on home.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm a professional gambler, I'd fuck with slots. But, like, I know one thing, I'd avoid the roulette table. Fucking.
Oh, yes.
That is my biggest fucking week.
Bet on that, man. Cool. That'll make and break you easily.
Well, I like it because I can't sit there. I have terrible attention. So, like, I can't play cards. Craps is you got to slow play it. Or at least everybody told me you got to slow play it. I haven't done too much research on craps. But roulette, you got your handful of numbers. You either are up big in 5 minutes or you're done in 5 minutes. I like it. In and out. Efficient.
Yep. Don't take long.
So I also found more odds because I had time.
Beautiful.
I had time. So if you were to bet on the NCAA College Football National Championship today, Bama and Clemson are both the favorites at +200. Now, I am big on my other gem for gambling advice. Just don't bet on defending champions. So I would probably put my money on Alabama just because it's not Clemson.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'd have to agree.
I mean, I kind of like North Carolina this year. Definitely bigger on those guys.
And their true freshman quarterback.
Oh, plus 200,000 odds. No, I don't run that.
Yeah, Nick's trying to cash out.
I know. I lied about that +100,000 for the Pirates. It's Pitt is +100,000 for the college football championship. That's what it is. There it is.
Fact check.
Yeah, there.
Fact check.
Hey, you don't got to check it. I check myself. it hit me. And then, so the other one I actually really like, aside from Florida +3,000, I'll probably put a couple beans on that one. I like Oklahoma +1,600 a lot, Jalen Hurts. I think that Alabama just didn't trust him, and they didn't, like, Lane Kiffin's great, but, like, I just don't think he's Lincoln Riley and Jalen Hurts, and I don't think they miss a beat with Kyler Murray. So now everybody else on that team is, like, maturing. I like Jalen Hurts, the quarterback for the Oklahoma. That pains me to say, but at +1,600, that is worth it, in my opinion. I think they can throw a wrench in this Bama Clemson shit.
It's a good value pick.
That's my favorite kind of pick.
The thing about my good value picks is I actually believe that Oklahoma win. I'm just not putting a dollar down to win whatever.
Well, you calling those people out? Those people are trash, dude.
Yeah. Fuck 'em. I'm giving great bets here. I would put my money on Oklahoma today.
I'm trying to find the odds real quick. Let's see. Heisman Trophy winner. That's another good one. You look at that, Jason?
But then I also I did look at it. I think Trevor Lawrence and Tua were the top two.
Yeah, that's kind of boring.
I think
we all know it's not going to be one of those.
No, just because was it Lamar Jackson before his season? Was it Johnny Manziel before his season? Yep. The only one I think that it possibly who it was crowned before the season was probably did Marcus Mariota win the Heisman? No.
Yeah, he did.
All right, well, then it was him that would have been crowned before the season. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's not crowned
The amount of talent that's into college football, too, is, I mean, to pick one person at the beginning of this to win the Heisman is just, it's damn near impossible. Because somebody's going to break out and have a great year and surpass those two.
Yeah, and I just feel like if you're Clemson and you're Alabama, you aren't playing those guys the second half of the season. Or the second half of the game.
No. You're sitting them for the third, halfway through the third, maybe the whole entire third and the fourth.
And it's like, I just would feel like Kyler Murray wasn't the guy. It was all Tua last year. And Tua had it up until he just kept getting injured. And then they just stopped playing. Like, Tua didn't play a fourth quarter until, like, I'm pretty sure he didn't play a fourth quarter until they, like, halfway through the year. So it was like, I mean, I feel like Trevor Lawrence will, like, the smart pick, I feel like, is probably Trevor Lawrence. But I really, really, really I'm going to homer the fuck out of it. Felipe Franks from Florida. Give it to him. Dan Mullen, quarterback whisperer. Book it. I don't have odds on him because I don't think they listed it. So I definitely like that. Worth a couple beans.
Lock it in.
I like it. I like it.
Fucking threw 30 touchdowns, six picks, or 28. He threw like 20-some tutties, six picks. The last five games, he didn't have a turnover at all. He threw for 25 hundo. Second year in a system that's quarterback friendly with the GOAT Dan Mullen. Why the fuck not?
I love the fact that you said tutty.
Yeah, I'm going to steal that shit, Jason. Yeah. That's great.
Sorry, I'm very passionate.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm a passionate human being.
I like it, tutty. Word of the day, guys. Tutties.
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 So Matt lost the Divine Debates last, and he will be our host for this week's edition of the Divine Debate. Matt, go ahead. Take it away.
All right, boys. Well, it's time to get serious here. We have the three best questions ever presented, handpicked by the Divine Question Pickers. That's all I got. All right, fuckers.
You reached for that one.
Yeah.
You threw a fishing line out. At a dry fishing hole.
Oh, yeah. No one bit. All right. Anyway, so guys, just to end your game for anyone who doesn't know. So I'm going to ask these guys three questions. And if I don't like their answer, I get to mute their ass. If I like it, they get a point. And whoever has the most at the end wins. Whoever has the least loses. So we'll start off with the first question. Guys, what is the best flavor of candy?
I don't want my answer taken.
Smart move.
Chocolate and peanut butter it's amazing. Top notch. Any time of the day, there's multiple candies that you could pick from that include actual fucking peanuts. It's fucking great.
Bro, all I'm going to say is I would never eat a chocolate flavored Starburst, and the fucking peanut allergy kids at school ruined that shit. Sorry, Jesus.
True.
I mean, the real answer to this question is just blue candy. For one, if you say the type of candy is, you're a fucking cop. And like anything blue, doesn't matter if it's Jolly Rancher, Starbucks, hell, even the blue M&Ms are the best. Like, you're not gonna top blue. Not red, not orange. A fucking purple. If you like purple, you're psycho.
Oh,
yo, Eric, that's gonna be hard to beat.
I'm gonna unmute myself because a motherfucker mentioned chocolate. Fucking fuck that. I'll mute myself again. But he mentioned M&Ms. That's chocolate. I want that. And there's fucking peanut butter M&Ms too. So I want that same energy, my guy.
Yo, I'm all about Nick's answer. Eric, you better have something good.
That's bullshit.
Jason is pissed about this.
Put himself back on YouTube. Eric, what do you got?
Mine's the purple ones, unfortunately. So I'm the psychopath of the group. I do like a purple one.
Fuck purple. There's no way now that's winning. All right, first point of the day goes to Nick. So congrats on the point, Nick.
That's horseshit.
Hey, I'm the fucking host, guys. So,
and I'm gonna argue it. It's a debate. Hey,
that's goddamn show.
Yeah, it's my goddamn.
And I can argue
exactly.
It.
You can. You are
Eric. I'm just saying that, like, you'd have got love for me.
That case.
Let me guess. Your un-American ass didn't like fucking Barney either.
Bro, I fucking love Barney. Barney's my boy.
How the fuck did I win that?
You don't eat Barney.
Bro, I already gave the points to Nick. You gotta bring up Barney before the points awarded.
Yeah, bro. Eric, I'm tired of helping your argument.
All right, guys. Second question. One of my favorite questions I've ever come up with. Who is the most overrated athlete of our lifetime?
Derek Jeter. No argument.
I dig it.
That was the most cool answer ever.
I can respect that. Guys, can you beat Derek Jeter?
Mariano Rivera.
That's my answer, too. We talked about this, Eric.
All right, guys, hold up. I'm changing the question in the mid of answering. No Yankees allowed. No Yankees allowed.
Okay, then. We'll go with my answer. Go with Brett Favre. Fuckers always mentions the top 5-10 quarterback. He's thrown 50 more interceptions than everyone. And I was looking at his career interception percentage. He has the same percentage as Jay Cutler, Josh Freeman, and Joey Harrington. Has a higher percentage than Jameis Winston, Blake Bortles, and David Carr. The dude was good, but he wasn't top 5-10 of all time good.
Nick, you disrespected Blake Bortles. Your ass is getting muted.
Oh, shit. Whoa! I thought that won. All right, well, I'm back in this because I got life. It's Peyton fucking Manning. Fuck that guy. He got a big-ass head. It's fucking annoying. He invested in racist-ass Papa John's trash-ass pizza. He fucking lost. How many Super Bowls he lose? Two. He only won one where the NFL gave it to him so he could walk out. It's just the I don't like him. I don't like the way he looks. Oh, and he's 0-4 against the greatest school, college football school ever. He never beat Florida. Overrated. Ryan Leaf deserved the number one pick. Peyton Manning did not.
You know what, Jason? That is a fire-ass take, and I respect it. I'm all about it.
That was fire.
Yeah.
Run fire.
Totally see it. Eric, who you got?
All right. So I'm going to go with an un-American sport. I'm going to go David Beckham. Yeah, the only thing he was good for was curving the ball. That was about all he could do. Other than that, he was pretty much garbage at soccer.
And he has trash-ass tattoos.
Yeah, he's pretty trash.
His tattoos look like they were made out of like a fucking basement.
He drew them on himself.
All right.
They look like they were made in a basement in fucking small town Arkansas.
By a druggie.
So I think my favorite part of that segment was Jason just said he wasn't going to help out Eric and actually did help out Eric with the tattoo case. Eric, you win this round, bro.
Oh, nice! I'm a man of the people.
I love it.
Give me nothing. All right. Last and not, what is most memorable in 2000 and why? Go.
I'll go
last.
I'll start off with the 2004 Boston Red Sox. The end of the 86-year drought. Came back, only team in MLB history to come back from a 3-0 deficit. You got the Curt Schilling bloody sock game. You got Manny Ramirez, David Ortiz, Nomar Garciaparra, Johnny Damon, Pedro Martinez. You can't get a more memorable team than this. So much history, so much legends. Just, I want to see one you try top.
Yeah, honestly, Nick, I'm all about that. So, good shit. Good luck, guys.
So, the most memorable individual season of a sports team has to be the 08 Detroit Lions. Going winless with that shitty-ass fucking team. I mean, come on. We all get excited when someone wins the Super Bowl or goes undefeated. Dude, going winless in an NFL season, I mean, that's great to me.
Bro, who is the quarterback that walked out of the end zone? Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah, Dan Orlovsky. Yep.
I still remember that shit to this day. Okay. All right, Eric, good answer.
Eric, it's memorable, but the Browns just did it a couple years ago. It's not that we've seen it twice in the last like 10 years now.
Yeah, and now it's going to be even more popular with Trevor Lawrence coming up and Tua. It's Tank for Tua is already a thing.
So the Lions started
tank
a trend.
Already a hashtag. Like, it's going to happen.
Okay. Those are fair points.
I mean, the Lions started it, though. So
also, Nick, I'm going to pick apart your argument as well before I dive into mine. That's great, but you didn't even mention, like, the one of the number one things that came from the Boston team, all right? And it would have to be the greatest video game, sports video game of all time, MVP Baseball 2005 with Manny Ramirez on the cover. That sparked that. You can't mention either one of those. And that the Boston Red Sox from that year were incredible in 2005, all right? Like, in that game alone. So you can't mention that without what that led in the video game world as well. And for baseball games.
You know, Nick, that really helps your argument. Thanks, Jason, for helping Nick out.
No! That doesn't help. I listed a fact not. That is bullshit.
You listed the fact to make it even more memorable than it already was.
Yeah, but you didn't do it. So it's not your argument.
It's not my fault there's so much history and memorable stuff for this argument that I left one thing out.
Hey, you gotta stand with it. You gotta know it. If that's your answer, ride or die with that. All right?
Who's your pick? I'm curious.
All right. My pick might be greatest football team's history. All right? In that year, they did not lose, or they lost one game by 1 point. The rest of their wins were by no less than 2 scores. All right? They went on to become national champions, and this roster hosted some of the nastiest football players we have seen as children go on to the NFL and make somewhat decent careers. They weren't that good then. And it all started after a speech by the greatest college quarterback to ever do it. Against Ole Miss, they lost 31-30, and Tim Tebow delivered the greatest speech where it is now hanging on the side of Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, and it is the 2008 Florida Gators after they beat the shit out of pretty boy Sam Bradford, the Heisman winner. I'm getting choked up thinking about this speech. I'm reading it to the fans and everybody in Gator Nation. I'm sorry. I'm extremely sorry. We were hoping for an undefeated season. That was my goal. Something Florida has never done here. I promise you one thing, Matt. A lot of good will come from
this.
Oh, man. You will never see any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season. You will never see someone push the rest of the team as hard as I will push push everybody the rest of the season. You will never see a team play harder than we will the rest of the season. God fucking bless. That motivated an entire team with the likes of Marquise Pouncey, Joe Hayden, Tim Tebow. Did I say Percy the Goat Harvin?
You did not mention him. Was there anyone else on that team, or is that it?
Brandon Spikes.
But hold up, Jason. This question is most memorable. They're not even the most memorable football team from that year. The 2007 Patriots, 1,000 times more memorable.
But they lost. They didn't go undefeated either.
Yeah, they went 16-0.
Eli fucking Manning.
Yeah, that's what makes them more memorable. What happened is more.
But they didn't win. They didn't win. The national champs, remember.
Everyone
knows. Exactly.
You're both wrong.
Patriots.
If you're going to go college football, you got to go with the 2001 Miami Hurricane. Not to mention they had three running backs on that roster went on to have great careers in the NFL. Ken Dorsey, a quarterback. Average score of 51-3 at home. Basically annihilating team. And you're going to go and tell me that the 08 Florida Gators are better than that?
Yep.
Ed Reed was on that team. Jeremy Shockey was on that team. The list goes on. How much NFL talent came from that team is insane.
The second they said was Jeremy Shockey. Fuck Jeremy Shockey. So your ass is muted. All right. So I'm close. Both you guys. Actually, all of you guys make compelling arguments. The fact that Jason shit-talked Sam Bradford is going to give him the point. So congratulations, Jason. I think we have a three-way tie. Is that right?
That is.
Three-way tie. Do we have a tiebreak question? What is the best college football game of our lifetime? College football game. Individual game. Yep.
Ooh. I'll go last. I'll let them two because I know I have three games. It won't be Florida. I've been homering the fuck out of them.
Yeah, you've been homering the shit out of them.
I listened to a bunch of Florida shit today. I was heavy and
it's all good, bro.
Can't fuck it. I went down a wormhole.
It happens. Sorry, what can you guys. Do?
I apologize to our listeners, probably me and Florida.
Chomp chomp. Fuck them.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Best college football game that happened in our lifetime.
Appalachian State's upset against Michigan.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'd say no more about it. That was a great upset.
But it wasn't meaningful.
What do you mean? It knocked down a powerhouse.
Don't care.
Didn't Michigan go in to beat Florida in the bowl game that year?
Yeah, they both went 6-6.
Did they really?
Florida in a bowl game, it would have had to been the Outback Bowl or the Gator Bowl. And to get that, you got to be pretty fucking, especially back then. I'm pretty sure they both barely.
Hold up, I'll look it
maybe
up.
Maybe 8-5.
Let's see. Yes, I'm pretty sure they got stomped by Florida that game.
They
Let's
did. See. No, actually, I don't know if they did.
Oh no. Okay,
Florida
was
0-3.
Okay.
And I think that year, Florida played Ohio State the year before Ohio State got sanctioned.
So I'm looking 2008 Capital One Bowl. The Wolverines beat the Gators 41-35. Yeah. That's in 2008.
Florida only beat Michigan for the first time last year, and they beat the dog shit out of them in the Peach Bowl.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, Eric, I like that response. It's a good game. Nick, what do you got?
I'm going to go with the 2013 Iron Bowl with Alabama and Auburn.
A kick six.
Yep, kick six. Such a back and forth game. Teams were 11-0 and 10-1 going into the game. And then very last play, field goal comes up short, takes it back.
I have a question for you. Was the question most memorable or best football game?
It's the best.
All right. Because if it was most memorable, I would agree with that. It's one play that defines the game. But as far as greatest game, I mean, if it was tied, I'm sure it was a good game. And it probably ranks in one of the top Iron Bowls. But I don't think there's a better game than the Texas-USC National Championship with Vince Young. And the underdogs that they were at the time and all the hype surrounding. That's when college football became college football. Is that the hype around it, all the money invested into the TV. Vince Young, he was getting no love. Texas, I remember they made a 30 for 30 on that. There isn't a 30 for 30 on either of those two games that there isn't a 30 for 30 on either of the two games that those two named.
All right, so
is that the first year of the BCS?
Would it have been because the BCS is Nebraska and when Rex Grossman got snubbed for Heisman
All right, hold up, Jason, you might lose some points here with Sexy Rexy, but
all right, it's better than Eric fucking Crouch. Fuck his name is who fucking won it.
He threw not a point.
13 touchdowns, 7 picks. He only threw for maybe 2,000 yards, but he had I think he might have had 1,000 rushing, and he won the Heisman because they went undefeated and went on to the national championship against Miami.
Trash, garbage.
If you look at the stats, I know it's Rex Grossman, I get it, but look at the whenever that game was, or that year was, I think it was 2000 or 2001, 2002 maybe, around there.
Probably 2000.
Yeah, that was the BCS. So,
all right, guys. So I was looking for one game. I was looking for Boise State, Oklahoma, 2007. That is my favorite, absolute best college football game I've ever seen. But second place, Jason, congratulations.
Let's go. Finally fucking won. You know, I threw out my pandering and I homered the fuck out of myself and it got me a that
pitch. There you go. Lesson learned for you guys.
Stay true to yourself is what I learned this episode.
Yep. Chomp chomp.
We just got a title.
Stay true to yourself. I dig it. I dig it. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode. So a heads up, over the summer, we're going to take a little break. Well, there's not really a lot of sports going on. We'll be active on Twitter. So follow us there. We'll have some gambling advice. We can finally see if Jason's baseball bets will come true with good old Dallas Quakel.
And college football bets.
Yeah.
And college football bets.
Exactly. Yeah, some hot college football bets and some football bets too. So we'll be back in the preseason. We'll have our hot NFL picks. We'll be talking about all the great news of the Raiders going on. Eric will have some coverage on Antonio Brown. Be a lot of fun.
I know it. Know it.
The Twitter handle is at Divine Degen, DiVineDegen. Follow us, we'll follow back. We'll definitely be a little active on there, especially with gambling stuff and any sports news. We'll try and stay relevant.
Keep you up to date.
Yeah, stay degenerate this summer. That's the only notes I got.
Absolutely.
Definitely stay degenerate this year.
Nick, any final words?
Not really.
It's over.
Yeah, oh my God, who the hell cares?
Nick on the soundboard will be missed over the summer, so.
Definitely will. All right, Nick, you got a song to send us out?
Of course I do, man. You know I'm always prepared.
Oh, yeah.